This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host and guest. It does not reflect the opinion of the podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice. Let the guitar scream. It's time to rock, live your wildest dreams. Hot Wife Podcast, breaking all the norms. Open discussions about the swing and form.
Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm here with my wonderful husband, Vince. Say hi, Vince.
Hi, Vince.
Oh, always a smart ass. Never a nice ass.
You said to say hi, Vince.
I did say that, and that's exactly what you did.
Shouldn't I listen to you?
Never. You never do anything.
I said, shouldn't I? I didn't say I do. I never said I do.
Well, we know you don't, so.
No. So, a couple things to cover before we get into the subject.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm trying to think what the other one was. One is what you did today.
Oh, I know. I'm just going to say that.
The other one is...
What's that?
We're recording this on Sunday the 14th. This will be tomorrow on Monday the 15th in the morning. Happy tax day.
Yeah, happy tax day.
If you're not getting fucked, you're about to.
Can we mention Spunk Lou for those who are about to get fucked?
There we go.
Anyway.
Well, you can tell the story about that.
I definitely will.
Yeah.
Okay, we go ahead.
We have been contacted by two or three PR companies for some reason they think we're worth contacting. And they have addressed, just like we had on Ray last week.
Right.
We have a few more different, I'll call them celebrities.
Sure.
Coming on the show. Tomorrow we're recording three podcasts tomorrow.
Nice.
One is with a, two of them are adult content creators.
Nice.
And the other one is a adult video website, but it's a VR site. It's a different take on porn. It's a VR site, but it's also the stuff is shot or narrated from a first person.
Hmm.
And from what I've seen on the website, I don't have access to get in. It's more done in a romantic way. It's more, it's not just raw of thing. So it's going to be interesting talking to them.
Yeah.
We're going to kind of space them out. So please don't think, where I'm going with this is, please don't think we're abandoning the swinger thing. We're just tying into the sex thing. I mean, a lot of people who are swingers enjoy porn and Instagram and all these other sites, OnlyFans and what have you. So we're just kind of having some infill with it, and you know, and we are hopefully they're going to get us a few more more medical type professionals. We got a list from the one company of
it was like 17
pages with like three people, little bios on each page. So
and we're like, yeah, we'll take them all.
Sure, we'll talk to them. If they want to talk to us. We didn't really think anyone wanted to talk to us, and well, we're finding out. So you know, hopefully that doesn't turn you off. To show,
oh, no, I mean, it's about sex.
It's about sex, but you know, some people, I'm sure, are here more for the swinging aspect, and we're not avoiding that. We're going to get into that in a little bit.
Sure will.
You got, you know, one thing Donna did today is a big thing, and
it was a big thing.
And then we're going to talk about our topic, so which is something special,
very special.
So, all right. So you were contacted through the swinger site.
Yeah,
we were by a gentleman. A little distance away, at least a minimum of an hour and a half away.
Yeah, an hour and a half away. We usually don't do that just because it's such a long drive. I just hate making people drive that far. Yeah. I mean, come on, is the sex really that good? I don't know. But exactly.
I live with you, and I don't want to trip.
Yeah, I know. You don't even want to go across the room for
do
sex.
I have to get out of my recliner?
Yeah, he Does drove an hour and a half. And we sent pictures of him. He sent lots of pictures and videos and stuff. And I was like, oh.
Great guy.
Yeah, really great. As a person, he's really great. But I guess in the pictures, it didn't really show how thick his Schwanz was. I mean, it's not, wasn't that terribly.
Was he German?
Well, no, but no. But his dick was really
gifted.
Thick.
Very gifted.
Not so much in length, thank God. If he had length too, I'd been like, it's gonna be popping out of my mouth.
It was another beer can kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a beer can dick for sure.
Yeah, he was still sporting 7-8 inches.
Yeah, but it wasn't like.
But it was 7-8 inches by 7-8 inches.
Yeah, it was pretty much.
Yeah, you know. I still saluted him.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, today was just one of those days where I just couldn't get stretched out enough. And I did. I used Spunk Lube like crazy. I take a break. Oh, yeah. I have a little friend.
You kept saying my secret weapon.
My secret weapon. Put that on there.
I'm
stroking him. Oh, yeah, it does
seemed
help.
To have helped, yeah.
Yeah, it really did. But I could not get him in all the way.
You're a tiny woman.
I know. I tried.
You're
only
4'11". Again, for those who haven't heard that in the past. 4'11", and you've never had children, so
yeah,
things are still kind of tight down there.
Kind of tight, yeah, very tight. I found it today. Am I walking funny?
No, funnier than usual.
He really broadened my horizons.
Your hips.
Yeah, I was like, wow, wee.
Looked like one of those old marionette puppets kids had. It was a stick with the strings.
The strings, your legs fly out. Oh, man, I tell you what.
He ate your pussy pretty well.
Yeah, he had great oral skills, I have to admit that. So I was happy about that. It's just the thickness. Ah, I don't know, man. Today I just, some days I can just, do it. I can, get it all in. Today was just not one of those days. It felt like it was getting stuck. It was like,
well, sometimes when you play with guys, it's sort of like the photo shoots I used to do. The first photo shoot goes well.
Yeah,
but exactly. The ones you do after that,
right,
with the same model, it's like, okay, we get to know each other.
Yeah.
The newness is over. It's not like, okay, we talk for an hour, let's go fuck.
Yeah.
Now you kind of have a quote-unquote relationship with.
Exactly.
And, you know what you're getting into. And beforehand, you could kind of fantasize and stuff.
Yeah.
So you can get yourself revved up beforehand.
Exactly. And the thing is, the pictures just didn't do him justice, I guess.
I'm hoping to grab some stills out of the video for him to put up on his site.
Yeah, because he's rather large.
I think you covered that, yeah.
Well, thick. Like, when I put my hand around, I couldn't wrap my hand around his cock. It was so thick. Never. I had to use two hands. And I know you could see the relationship between my arm and his cock. It really was a baby arm.
It was like a really good corn on the cob.
Really good corn on the cob. The one that's big
with the corn still on it. I'm not saying he had corn on the stick. I'm saying
it was a baby holding an apple.
God bless him. Great guy.
Yeah, I had a really good time. Even though I'm still
you
walking.
You like his kissing?
Yes, very good kiss. He's really good with that.
So, as we said, Spunk Lube.
Spunk Lube helped out immensely. If I didn't have Spunk Lube, I would have had to give up.
If you have a need for lubrication, and this is a true story. This isn't something we made up to promote Spunk Lube.
No, it really wasn't.
You'll be able to go to hotwifedonnalyn.com and see the video in the near future.
Spunk Lube came to the rescue. Yeah.
Go to spunklube.com, get yourself some Spunk Lube. They have a couple different varieties.
Sure.
They're all top-notch. When you get to the checkout, make sure you put in Hot Wife, all one word, in the discount code, and you'll get 10% off your order.
Yep.
So.
We really put a hurting on that gallon.
Who's we?
Okay, I have really. What, you don't use Spunk Lube?
No. I get the women wet enough they don't
need
it.
Oh, burn.
Just put it out there. There's enough shows out there that praise how my skills.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's go with that.
We talked about it in one of the last couple of shows, and you get shivers talking about my pussy eating skills. Up. Yeah, true sex.
Oh, God, I hate you so much.
Yeah, that's why you married me. Anyway,
this really helped out because if I didn't have that, I probably wouldn't be able to go as long as I did.
I think you kind of need to write an erotic story to go in the 50 Shades of Pleasure magazine about that little encounter.
Oh, my God.
I think you need to.
I think I do too. I can do that.
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay, then I will.
Okay.
I guess I have my homework all cut out for me.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's fine.
So, and again, I'm going to segue into a plug for that. 50shadesofpleasure.com. Check out the free magazine. Actually, if you go to hotwifepodcast.com, right. There's a link there. You can just click on that and takes you right to it. You can email us through that site. Again, our email, if you want to not go to the site to do it, is info@hotwifepodcast.com.
There you go.
So I think we got all those plugs out of the way. Got Hot Wife Donna Lynn, got Spunk Room, got 50 Shades, you got the website.
Look at you, like just segueing.
It all worked. It all worked.
Just a little segueing little maniac. That's what you are. Okay.
And also, follow us on Twitter, because we'll be putting up some of the pictures of Donna's little play date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll put up some stills in tomorrow.
Which Twitter? My Twitter?
On the Hot Wife Podcast.
On the podcast, sure. Yeah.
I'll give some to you, and you put them out on yours, too.
I will.
So if you follow Donna Lynn, Hot Wife Donna Lynn, or whatever, what's your Twitter handle?
I think it's like @DonnaLynn or D Lynn.
Okay.
I think it's D Lynn 866.
Go to the Hot Wife Podcast.
Yeah. We'll
put that out there. But anyway.
Just go there. It's fine. It's fine. Okay.
I came up with the topic for tonight's show.
Oh, boy.
Years ago, I saw an interview with one of the porn stars. Mm-hmm. And there was a question posed to the porn star that I thought was pretty interesting. And I don't think it's so relevant nowadays, but maybe to some people it is. This porn star was married and actually was married to another porn star. She was married to a male porn star.
Oh,
and the question is there anything you keep special for your relationship that you don't do this on porn?
Right.
But you do it at home with your husband, so it's just for him. And at that point, her answer was anal.
Yes, I do remember this. Yes, yeah. She kept anal special for her husband. Yep.
No, I can't say. I don't even remember who the star was anymore.
Yeah, I do remember the story. I don't remember who it was. Yeah.
So, I mean, now, I know the slut you are. There's nothing special.
No, I put it all out
there.
Well,
actually, there is something special. She sits there and says, with you, I want the lights out. Everyone else, the lights can be on.
The lights go on. I went.
I want to see these guys. They're hot.
Shut up. I hate you so much.
It's because the truth's out there.
Oh, the truth is out there.
It's like, okay, turn the lights out. You can have a flashlight. Shine it in my face so I can never see what you look like.
I want to be blinded. Extra roofies, Yeah. We've been through that routine.
Oh, these are great M&Ms. No, they're roofies. Oh,
yeah. Oh, they'll have more.
So, what do you think would be some things besides anal? Anal being the most obvious.
Right.
So, I'm not talking about porn. If you're in the lifestyle and, you go to clubs or parties or just meet couples or whichever way you play with others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, soft swap, that's one way of keeping it special because it's just like, no, we just do oral.
Yep.
No one gets intercourse with my mate but me.
Okay. I've heard of that.
Well, that's what soft swap
played
is.
We were at one of the parties and I was with a couple, and the thing that the way they kept it special is he could never go bareback with another woman.
Well, that's another aspect on it too.
Mm-hmm.
I was going with the soft swap part first, where,
So there's no penetration. That penetration.
Yeah, it's just oral.
Yep, exactly.
And that's how some people want to keep it special. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying any of these things are wrong.
Right or wrong. It's just
whatever's comfortable for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Just keep it. If you want to keep something special for your relationship, I don't know if we keep anything special for ourselves. I'm like, what? I don't
know. No, there's nothing that, obviously.
I guess we're just not special to each other.
Well, we get off that special bus.
That's a whole different kind of special.
My helmet has a propeller. Yours doesn't.
Well, that makes you special.
It does.
It does.
I get to sit in the front of the bus. I get on and off first.
Oh, aren't you special? Yeah. Exactly. Very special.
There you go.
You are special.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't save anything You know, keep our shut up. You hate it so much.
Like, a pussy's never gonna be the same.
It's not gonna be the same.
I'm afraid if I'm doing it, I could fall in now.
Yeah, you might.
I soak you in warm. What shrinks things up? Hot or cold water?
Hot water.
Okay, you need to take a hot bath tonight. We gotta shrink. Oh well,
what depends? That skin's would be cold.
Okay, you need to take a cold bath tonight.
Yeah, that would tighten things up. Like clothing, hot would definitely shrink.
I
don't want to fall in.
I gotta put a board on my ass.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I would put a board on your ass tonight. I'm telling you.
Base jumping.
You're gonna be like, hello, hello, hello. Anybody in there?
Jump in. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
All right, Pink Floyd.
But it's like I some people keep kissing special. You know, like sure. They don't kiss their.
Some people keep bareback special. Like we
bareback special, or they'll keep kissing special, or.
Or even, like we've seen it at the parties, very common for people not to have orgasms, especially the men.
They say that's just a coincidence. That wasn't planned.
Okay.
Remember we did...
But I could see where people could do that. Oh, yeah. I could see where people would sit there and say, hey, listen.
You can play, but
if you're going to have an orgasm, you have to stop.
Oh, that's...
Well, come home to me all excited. I mean, that might be what they're saying. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, we saw a couple that they had that rule about you can't go any further than me. Why? Why do you want to impede your partner's pleasure?
I mean,
whatever. That's their rule. I'm not saying...
Yeah, it was their rule. I don't...
I'm not saying they're wrong. That's what works for them. Or did. I think they're divorced now, but whatever. Maybe I was reasoning.
I can't keep up. If we're playing in the same room... I can't keep up with what you're doing, and you can't keep up.
Yeah, you can't suck a guy's dick for an hour and a half.
No, God.
Or I can eat a woman's pussy for an hour and a half.
But that's not the point. It's like I can't, I don't know what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing. You just do what you do, you, and I'll do
I don't
do
care
me.
If you know what I'm doing. So.
No, I don't care. Yeah, I don't we care. Don't, we just you don't
know.
Care.
No. No, I enjoy if I'm in a position where I can like be doing what I'm doing and still see you. It's kind of erotic.
Yeah, it is kind of erotic, but I don't.
There's no competition.
I don't need to keep tabs on me. Like, oh, he's going
pumping her twice for every one of mine. Hold on.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So, yeah, I don't. I feel like if you have to keep tabs on the other person for whatever reason, you're distracted from what you're doing.
Well,
with
then,
your playmates,
in my opinion.
Oh, you're like humble.
Like we say in the beginning of the show, we have no professional advice.
Not even a
this
little
is
bit.
This us
here.
Just talking out our tuckuses. You know, I think that adds still some level of insecurity.
Yeah.
And that's fine. If that works for you, that's fine. We're not, you know, bashing that.
No, no.
You know, I mean, personally, as you and I have talked about, you know, I get very turned on by watching you give or receive pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's. If I felt you were holding stuff back, like, okay, you can't do that, it would diminish my pleasure from it.
Yeah. See, in other people's perspective, that would be like, oh, yeah, you're keeping that just for me. It's like, well, I don't know. I either want to do I want to do or not. Just,
well, it's, you know, I look at it in a different way, but I look at everything in a different way.
So many things.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know where to begin.
You know, like when I see you at a guy do you anally.
Right.
It's almost like, it's like a dirty thing in a good way.
Yeah.
You better appreciate that. You know?
Yeah. 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 I thought about doing anal tonight and then I said, no, it's like, I'm
stuck to the kitchen chair.
Well, sometimes
I'm going to go get something to drink.
Here's a weird thing. Sometimes, this is going to sound really stupid. I think I've said this before. Sometimes it fits better in my ass than it does. If a guy is longer, he definitely fits better in my ass. Of course, my one leg goes numb.
Yeah.
He hits that spot. He's like, oh, I can't feel my left leg. That is a big dick. I cannot feel my left leg right now. Not even a little bit.
My right leg is going numb. So he's got a big
he's
cock.
He's got a big cock. That was funny. I even remember who I was with when that happened. It was a younger guy, and it was really a very erotic play date. He was a young, he was like 25. He was the cook. He mm-hmm. was the chef. Mm-hmm. And his dick wasn't that thick, like girth-wise, but it was long. longer, and I kept hitting my freaking cervix. So I was like, "Ah, oh, my cervix." Sorry.
That's how you said service.
Yeah,
I kept seeing my service.
My service, my cervix.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. But I was like, "Oh, damn!" So maybe I'd be sticking them in my butt, and it fit well. But again, my leg went numb. So. That was the only problem. So I knew it's just my left leg, too. It always goes numb.
His dick must be big because I'm blind.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't see.
It hits a nerve. Like one of these nerves, like that's just a funky way. I'm like, oh, my leg. My leg's numb.
I'm having a hard time breathing. You must be pushing my lungs.
But yeah, but
can
this
you
guy,
back up two steps?
A couple inches, a foot.
A couple inches, those are two steps.
Two steps.
Fucking so it's a lot here with this fucking jousting thing. All right, Mr. Paul Vault, leave that back at the gym.
Yeah, really? Oh, my God. Yeah, but the guy today wasn't so much length as it was
girth. Oh, he still had decent length.
A decent length. Yeah. I mean, if he was just like an average, like girth-wise, he'd been fine. But it was like he brought this fucking baseball bat. I was like, oh, man, it looks smaller in the pictures. What can I tell you?
You could play pickleball with that thing.
Truly.
So God bless him.
It was a challenge. This was it was fun, but it was definitely challenging.
Yeah.
And again, thank God for Spunk Lube.
Yeah.
That came in real handy.
Well, okay, some of the things that people might keep special, kissing.
Kissing, definitely.
We said, like, you know, cream pieing.
Absolutely cream pie, anal.
Anal.
There might be some things.
Bareback.
Bareback, of course. I was thinking, I was, like, delving into, like, the BDSM world. There might be...
that's a different thing altogether now, because that is going to be not necessarily with your mate, but whoever your master is, if you're a sub and whatever, because, you know, like I'm not into the BDSM as we've talked about. So like, you know, Bob is technically, we'll call him your master.
Sure.
I trust him.
Sure.
You trust him.
I trust him.
For me to let someone else do what Bob does to you involves a whole nother level of trust. So if you want to say there's something you keep special, you're not keeping it special for me.
Mm-hmm.
You are, because I'm worried about your safety.
Right.
But, you know, it's more like, okay, you know, we've been through
the training.
You've been through training with him.
Vetting and whatever. Yeah, trust level has been built. Yeah, so there's definitely a whole trust thing that you'll allow your mate to do, or maybe keep that segment special for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah. I mean, going into the BDSM world, yeah, you're definitely going to go down a rabbit hole because there's so many different elements to that world. Yeah. Well, maybe we just put that off on the table.
Well, so fetishes many. Alone, you could just say, you know, hey, you only do this fetish, you know, with me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that could be across
foot
the board.
Worship or
whatever,
you know, whatever
that
it might
is.
Be.
Well, not to mention not...
You know, you don't eat my asshole.
Here we go again. Hey, he ate my ass pretty good. I was hoping not... I was trying to think of a switch myself around so you could really see that, because he got his tongue in there pretty good. But
how come when I go to lick your ass, you're like, oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem so... It doesn't seem clean enough for you.
Wow.
I have to go.
I put up with all the other shit.
I know you do. You think I'd be like, you're done all the other shit. I should be fine with this too. But
that's a little more crap from her.
You do put up with a lot of crap, that's for sure. The
reason we call you the angry elf, you know?
Well, that I am. Yeah. That I am.
So, but no, so be curious to hear... if anyone listening has, they keep something special, you know, what it might be. You know, even if we covered it, just like to let us know.
I'd be curious.
Yeah.
Probably another thing they might keep special is certain kinds of dirty talk.
Well, dirty talk alone could just be one of the things. Like,
well, there might be certain words or certain...
Eye contact.
Don't no eye contact, really.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't know. That might be one eye contact.
Yeah, you know.
No, I don't know. There's things that I
save
just...
Save your nipple pinching for me.
Maybe. Maybe nipple play. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You know, there's so many aspects that could be, you know...
I mean, there are ones right off the top. You're like, yeah, okay, you know, I get it. That's probably one of the top ones. But, there's certain terms that of endearment that people use with each other that they don't use with anybody else.
Sure.
You know, like you know, I call you asshole. You call me what do you call me? You know,
too many things.
Besides angry elf, that's
too many things. Like,
you know,
I don't tiger through the list.
Cum slut.
This would be a 6-hour show.
See, I'm you don't use the word cum slut with anybody but me because that keeps it
true.
Special.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. I thought that was your maiden name.
Cum slut. Here we go with that again.
So.
But yeah, I mean, there's terms of endearment. Yeah, there's probably anything.
See, I could see kissing also being another.
Oh, absolutely.
Anything that's kissing, like, we've talked about that before. Kissing
much
is
more intimate.
I think it's more intimate than fucking.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
I think you can almost convey emotion through kissing more than fucking.
Sure, oin is a hole, or whatever. You know. A hole in the wall. You know what I mean? That's why glory holes are so impersonal because all you have is an appendage coming out there. You don't know what it's attached to.
That you know what's attached to.
You may or may not know.
Maybe you care. Maybe you don't. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe I don't know. But that's so impersonal. So impersonal. But there has a level of
I can see anal.
Eroticism.
Oh, I can see anal being
one of the top
to
ones.
Special.
Sure.
I can see kissing.
Kissing, absolutely.
I can even see cream pie or bareback.
Bareback, cream pie, sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, both of those also are more for health reasons, too. I could see that.
Oh, sure, like the spread of diseases. Blah,
but
blah,
again,
blah.
You have people like Bob and some of his friends that they get together on a pretty regular basis, and it's a close-knit group. So I think they have more trust in each other's health-wise.
Right. Oh, so absolutely.
I don't think that's an issue, but they still might. I don't know. I don't know what if they have anything, but to keep something special. But for us, I think our something special isn't necessarily sexual. It's just our bond.
I think you're right. Because I know it's like, well, let me see. I do everything with everybody pretty much.
Yeah. what I'm saying is.
Yeah, but it's
again, our... I mean, we kid around a lot on the show. Pick on each other, pick on ourselves, or I pick on myself. And I've been critiqued. There's some reviews of this show where people are like, the husband needs to get over himself. You know, it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. I'm just kidding around, okay? You're taking the show way too serious. All right. I forgot where I was going.
Uh-oh. See, they forgot. Well, there are the things that we keep special for ourselves.
Oh, about our relationship. Our intimacy happens more outside the bedroom than it does in the bedroom.
Yes. As weird as that sounds.
Yeah. Because we spend so much time together.
Oh, dear God,
I'm sorry about that.
I know.
It's a court order, though.
Is that what it is?
I have to have supervision.
I'm like, can I get a job outside the house now, please?
Well, they put the ankle bracelet on me, but they didn't tie it to the house. They tied it to you. So I don't know what you did wrong.
I don't know, but I'm being punished for it no matter what.
I have to stay within a 50-yard radius of you.
Oh, dear God.
Please. Didn't you see me running up the road as you go to your other job? Like, don't go so fast. I can't run.
I'm putting it in a fucking pedal overdrive. To the metal.
That's why you were looking at Corvettes the other day.
You're going to be running pretty quick.
You couldn't even see over the dash in a
Corvette. No, I couldn't. Sure.
Anyway.
No way.
So for us, something special is, I don't know, we don't need something special. I think we just look at each other as that something special.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, that hat, the helmet with the propeller special.
It is special. Yeah. Yeah, I guess because we don't like save something for each other that while we're playing with other people. We don't.
Also, because I mean, I hope everybody should be like this, but we know each other well enough. So in the bedroom, that something quote unquote special is it's just that you with somebody you love and have feelings for, and that adds a level that you can't have with somebody else.
Oh, I agree with that. I wasn't going to be a wise ass and say, so when is this guy going to show up? I was serious, though. Thanks. All
right. No problem.
You're going to cry yourself to sleep?
Oh, my God. Got you a pillow. Bitch. So. Oh, wait.
So. I guess because we don't keep anything special for each other.
Well, our time together that's special is not always in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, like you said before, I guess is what it is.
Me videotaping you with others is, you know, you're teasing me, which I enjoy. I was trying to. And you enjoy watching yourself with others.
I do. When I'm editing the videos, I find that very erotic.
Yeah. So that's, you know.
Very erotic. And sometimes I'm like, oh, why couldn't I get that big dick in my ass? What's wrong with me? I end up critiquing myself. It's like, come on, I was right there. So I'll be.
Well, there's a lot of factors.
There is. Even tonight was like, oh, man, that.
Well, again, I talked about stress. Your shoulder hurts, you know.
Yeah. As you get older, too, I don't want to get off onto another topic, but as you get older, the physical problems that you have as you age, don't get old, people. Tell me, don't do it. It's not fun. It does. It's
not for the weak of heart.
It's not for the weak. Yeah. It's not for sissies. It does. It diminishes any pleasure you could have in the bedroom because, you know, if you have back problems, you get in a position, then, you're trying to fuck in this position. All of a sudden you get back spasm or whatever, or knee problems. And with my case, it's my shoulder. So like doggy.
It sounds more erotic. Oh. Yeah, baby. Yeah. No, my fucking back.
Yeah, I have a back spasm. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly. And it's like, oh, it just takes it all away. All the fun is like, that was just pops your sexual balloon. You know, you're like, on that high of, oh man, I'm in the groove. I'm feeling good. And all of a sudden back spasm. Ah.
Yeah. It hurts.
It hurts. You know,
I get my back spasms and
just
kills
my shoulder. And it's like, should I wear my shoulder brace when I have sex? You know how erotic that is. I'd have so many fucking braces on. I'll look like one of those stormtroopers or, you know, some kind of what were those things?
Battlestar Galactica. A cyborg.
A cyborg.
Now, if you could look like 7 of 8 or 8 of 9 or whatever else she is.
6 of 9.
Whatever. 69. Yeah, that'd be good, too. If you could look like her.
Doing something.
All thumbs up there, baby.
I just vaguely remember that character. Very hot.
I hear she actually had a face.
you just never looked up that far. No, you got about
I don't know if she had eyes or
No, chin. Mm-hmm. Boobs. She had boobs.
She had a great body. Her ass. Oh, thank God. That's another show we should do is like sexiest TV characters.
Oh, that would be kind of fun. There are some pretty sexy ones out there, especially the ones that kind of like slide in. They're not really like the star of the show.
Talk sexy. Slide in.
Slide in. And then get stuck.
Like.
What?
Danny DeVito in Taxi.
Danny DeVito in Taxi. He's somebody who's my size. So, you know, it might be kind of. Like, things would line up. He wouldn't have to stoop to kiss me.
Like Danny DeVito's wife in Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
You just took all the sexual.
I just killed it.
I just killed it. Thanks, Vince.
That was like verbal salt, Peter. Well, there it goes.
Oh, her name was Carla.
That's it, Carla. Couldn't think of a name, man.
I had to think
for I know her real name is Rhea Perlman, but.
Yeah, but.
I'm sure she's a sweet woman.
Oh, yeah, but she's not very tall either.
No? So, all right, with that said. I think we beat that one to death.
I think we did. So if you keep something special, you can let us know.
info@hotwifepodcast.com. Love to hear from it. Check out the website. You can listen to us there. You can get to the 50 Shades of Pleasure magazine there, which is free. I encourage you to read it.
take a look at it. Tell your friends about it. Tell your friends about the podcast too, by the way. If you have anything you want to submit to the magazine, you know, because it is a free magazine, you want to put an article in there, a story, an experience. You have a business you want to advertise in there.
Sure.
You know, right now we're doing, if you want to advertise, it's not going to cost you anything.
Do it while you can, right?
Because just remember, you know, we don't get a lot of funding on this podcast. In all honesty, this actually costs us money. But it's fun. It's therapy.
It is our therapy. Yeah.
because people think that you're a swinger and you have sex, so you don't buy cars, you don't eat food, you don't buy houses. You don't,
we haven't eaten.
You don't need insurance. You know, so because you have sex, enjoy sex. You're not normal. You don't buy these things.
Right. Exactly. So it's hard getting advertisers in the normal
because it's
realm.
Associated with sex.
Sex.
You know. So
we got to get over that nonsense.
You know.
Sex makes the world go round.
Hey, how about, you know, I'll take some tampon commercials. I don't care.
Exactly.
I know we do have commercials in our podcast. Right. We don't put them there.
Right.
You know, whatever. And we get like a penny for every time we play, so, which helps, but whatever. So, but yeah. Anyway, we appreciate you guys all listening.
This is a labor of love, my dear. This is a labor of love.
We sit there and, you know, again, due to all you, we're really appreciative that these three PR companies see the numbers that we reach, and they thought we would help them, and they could help us, in all fairness. It's a two-way street.
Sure, absolutely.
And so, again, we're going to have some podcasts coming up spread out over the next few weeks. We're not going to do a succession of unswinger-related. They are sex-related.
Well, that's all it needs to be.
But hopefully
really.
You still find them interesting. So we'll see. Just like we just did the thing with Ray Richmond.
Right,
you
exactly.
Know, she was a great woman and pleasant and
very
sexy. And
it was a fun podcast too. And you know what? I love you with all my heart, my love, but sometimes it's just you and I talking at each other, and it's just nice having another person.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I like to have someone intelligent to talk to too.
what an asshole.
What?
Exactly.
Is there something I said?
No, not at all.
Just check it.
Oh, you can see his shitty and grin. It gives it all away.
So anyway.
All right.
So we're going to kick this off to get off air.
So, whatever you just said.
I don't know. Bourbon's hitting me. And anyway. So excuses. Thank you all for listening. Info@hotwifepodcast.com. Check it out. Go to hotwifepodcast.com. Check out the site. Right. If you want to listen to us, if you're not already getting us through Apple or one of the many iHeartRadio or the like 12 different ones we're on, check out that. And again, you get to 50 Shades of Pleasure. You can email us through there. So I want to thank you.
And have a great night, everybody.